Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're someone who struggles with mental health, how can you get resources? And if you know someone who's having challenges, how can you help them out? Well, there's a group right here in Houston who can help, and a big event coming up with them. This is Eye on Houston on your Odyssey radio stations. My name is Melissa Chase, and with me today, I've got our special guest, Melinda Riddle, who is the co-chair for the Out of the Darkness Community Walk happening here with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Melinda, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I'm so excited you're here. For a lot of reasons. What AFSP does is so important, and we just finished airing our big special, I'm Listening, for all of our Odyssey stations, which is really all about opening the conversation to talking about mental health. And what AFSP focuses on so much is making sure that we're normalizing the stigma of mental health and then making changes so that it gets even better for everybody. How did you get connected to AFSP?
Thank you again for having me here. I was so excited to get to come in and spend time with you and talk about this great cause. I am with the walk committee for the AFSP, for the Out of the Darkness Greater Houston Area Walk. And this is my first year to co-chair it with Kim. And I'm just very excited to be a part of this. It's something that you don't really find yourself being, you know, something you want to join and being a part of. But it's like when it affects you personally and you have a connection to it, you know, it's like, welcome to the club. No one wants to be a part of. Dealing with, you know, suicide and breaking the stigma and being able to talk about something that it's a difficult conversation. But I just really enjoy being a part of the AFSP and being on the, you know, volunteer walk committee.
Well, part of your journey led you here.
I'm married with a husband and a daughter and a beautiful blended family. When I got married, my husband came along with, you know, three boys. And in 2020, Bradley, he died by suicide on January the 5th. I never knew anybody that had experienced that or been through that journey or, you know, growing up. I just didn't, I'd never been around suicide or anything that has been affected by that.
It wasn't a comfortable topic.
Absolutely. You didn't talk about it at all.
Right.
And so I was like, I don't know who those people are, but that would never happen in our family. And it's not, I don't know who those people are, but whoever they are, you know.
They're not us. Right.
But they are now, right? Mm-hmm. I'm those people.
Right.
And so when I found out on January the 5th, I'd gotten the call, I just got off work and I'd been at home and I was out playing with my daughter, which is Bradley's, you know, sister. And that's where it led my journey to where I am today. Obviously, my faith has gotten me through that, but I wanted something in addition to that. My first time actually was during COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
So our world stopped in, you know, the 5th of January, but then the whole world slowed down due to COVID. Obviously, we all know that story. Well, the whole year I started looking around and checking things out, and I saw, you know, the AFSP, the, you know, Walk Out of Darkness. And I was like, what is that? You know, let me check that out. And so my daughter, Brianna, and I, we actually had a drive-through that year, right?
Oh, because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
Right.
So, you know, we got in line and Brianna's like, what are we doing, Mama? And I said, well, we're just going to drive through here, you know. And then everyone was so nice and friendly. And I was like, this is interesting, you know. So then there was actually an AFSP person there. And they were just like, hey, when my window was down, they're like, if you, you know, ever interested, I kind of shared the story a little bit. And he's like, why don't you try us out next year? Come back to the walk. So I was like, okay, we will. And hopefully, you know, we did have a walk the next year and I joined, and then I joined the walk committee. It just really was a place where there were people there that you had a common bond with, people you would never meet, all walks of life. It was just one of those places. And it's been such a healing journey for me, mm-hmm. you know, and you don't even have to say something to somebody. You can just see them and you just get it. It's been a very healing journey for me.
I love that. I think that's such an important part of what AFSP does, because you hear the word suicide and there's been such a negative connotation, because obviously it's not a positive thing. But when you're around members, especially at the Out of the Darkness walk, you feel inspired. You feel
absolutely.
Hope. There's comfort. There is grieving, of course, as we're remembering these amazing people in our lives that are no longer here physically. But I went to the first one, I think maybe 8 years ago in Richmond, Virginia. And for me, I was like, okay, this is going to be the saddest event.
Right.
Not that I wasn't looking forward to participating, but I didn't expect it to be as wonderful and as community driven as it was. And I love being a part of it here in Houston now. In my personal journey, I had a dear friend who was the life of the party. He was the guy that cracked jokes at everything. And if you were sad, he was the guy that you called. And when we found out that Joe had taken his life, leaving behind children, we were all just like, what happened? It was so unbelievably unexpected that this person who seemed to be the happiest and the funniest, we realized that there was this massive internal struggle going on. And I think that's one of these misconceptions that I know AFSP has worked to change the narrative of. You think of all these public figures, Robin Williams, who is one of the funniest people in Hollywood and kindest people. You've got Anthony Bourdain, who, you know, loved sharing his stories of food with the entire world. And the music world, Chester Bennington of Linkin Park, who had fame and success and sold out concerts all around the world. You don't think of these people as these struggling human beings. Like, I think there was such a misconception that everybody who was struggling from depression was like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, right? And just sat all the time.
Right?
But that's not really what it is, which is why the work that you do at AFSP is so important, so that you can recognize signs of someone who may need help, and to make sure if you are someone who is struggling, you know that there's amazing resources available.
Yes.
The Surgeon General came out this year, made a statement that social media is not healthy. I think all of us know that on some level. Do you feel like social media is impacting mental health?
I think social media is just part of where we are in our day in life at this time, and everything you have to do in moderation, it's there. Kids are going to be on it. You know, you don't want your 8-year-old child on probably on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, but you've got to be aware, be careful and mindful.
I think that there are so many people that watch social media and see like everyone else has these amazing vacations or getting all these brand new clothes. If you follow Rush Talk, you know, when the sorority rushes are going on, here's my bracelet from this place and here's my outfit from this place. And you just start mentally getting in this space of I'm not as good as everyone. I can't afford this.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to keep electricity on and they're buying $1,500 purses. We have found that as far as mental health is concerned, taking a break from notifications.
Yes.
Has been a really positive thing. Mm-hmm. If you are constantly getting dinged with messages on your phone and disrupting your life, that can have a really negative impact. So that might be a piece of mental health that's really important for you. Maybe it's just, you just need to take a little break from people notifying you all the time and just close it down. Melinda Riddle is with us. She is the co-chair for the Out of the Darkness Community Walk happening here in the Woodlands on November 9th. I know that this is a big fundraiser for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Tell us about what the money raised goes towards.
In the AFSP, even on the website, it gives breakdowns of where the money goes to. But like if you give $10, that distributes one depression and bipolar awareness educational program. So we make DVDs or online resources for everyone. If you were to do $50, it provides the AFSP educational materials for 25 people.
Wow.
So when we do tabling events and we go through to all these, you know, to schools and to different organizations, and we talk about, we do the Talk Saves Lives, you know. You be able to talk to people and explain to them and what they can do about dealing with mental illness and talking about suicide and depression and how that can help their company and organizations. Like if you were to do $500, it trains a new survivor of suicide support group facilitator.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so those are good things too. $1,000 would provide funds for a youth suicide prevention research. And then the more it goes up, like for 5,000, places an AFSP groundbreaking interactive screening program at institutions of a higher education.
Oh, that's great.
So medical schools, hospitals, health systems, and employee assistant programs, organizations, and workplaces.
So this money is coming right back to our community. And you
absolutely.
Mentioned the school impact. Mm-hmm. I have two teenagers, and it was really cool a couple years ago to see that on the back of their lanyards that they have to wear every day identifying themselves. The info for 988 is on there.
Yes.
And links for the AFSP. And that is groundbreaking, because if you start that education early in schools about mental health and talking about it, because it's normal. If you are not feeling good and you've got a cough, you go to the doctor.
Right.
If your brain is not feeling good, you can get help too. There's resources. And I love that you guys are putting that information in schools. You're giving it to teachers so they know what to recognize if they have a student that, you know, seems like maybe they need a little extra care and love. I love that you're doing this. And I hope we can get so many people out to walk with us so that these resources can continue in our school system.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I like that you mentioned the 988. That's such an important thing because, like you said, if you're out sick or you have an emergency at home or there's a fire, you're going to call 911, right? And that is such a great thing to have, 911. But if you're in a mental, if you're having a crisis and you know, you need to reach out to someone, you know, the 988 number is so important because when you call that number, there is someone on there that is specifically trained to deal with what that caller is calling that number for.
Yeah, 988, if you haven't heard of it before, it's the National Suicide and Crisis Helpline. And it is great. Maybe some friend has confided in you and they are sharing thoughts of a really dark place and you don't know what to do. I mean, that's a really hard thing to be hit with, and the responsibility you feel of, oh God, what am I supposed to do next to help this person? Their life could literally be in my hands. 988 can help you with resources if you're a supporter. They can help you if you are someone who is just going through a really terrible day and you cannot talk to anyone that you know because you don't want gossip getting out or you don't want your workplace to find out, or whatever it is. When you're in that moment of crisis, 988 is a free number to call at any time. I really hope you save that in your phone should you need it. It is absolutely there for you.
And the AFSP went to Congress, too, and they were a part of the 988 being implemented.
It's huge. The numbers are astounding of how many people have called and gotten resources. And, you know, if you're living with someone who is struggling with mental health or you need resources yourself, that is what the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention is for. You guys are literally here to be a resource. The website, if you want to look it up, is afsp.org/Texas to get all the information. And Melinda, let's talk about real quick, how do people sign up for the Out of the Darkness walk in November?
Go online and talk and do AFSP, you know, or do the Out of the Darkness walk, and it will take you and you will go up to the Woodlands and the Greater Houston walk and sign up. You can either just come and sign up for yourself, or you can join a team, or you can create a team. And if you raise $150, you get an AFSP walk shirt. And if you do come out, please find me or Kim, and we'll have on a red shirt, and we'll be running around probably looking crazy, but please come out there and join us. And if you have someone, we'll have also we're gonna have a choir singing.
Cool.
And who doesn't like a, you know, gospel choir, and all types of different music, and there's going to be a lot of vendors out there, and it's going to be a great time to just come out and support and just be around people that have been affected or been touched by suicide.
Yeah, it's not something to hide. And I think Absolutely. Back in the day, people felt embarrassed. And it's not. It's such a community. Right. It's love. It's healing. It is, honestly, it's one of my favorite events that I've gotten to be a part of here in Houston. Yeah. And I love all the work that you guys do. This will be my third year going to the Houston event.
Yes, that's right.
Several years in Virginia yes. before moving here. And I love everything you guys do. Bring your kids, bring your dogs. Like,
oh, absolutely.
It's a family event. And it opens up that conversation. Yeah. Should you want to go there at the appropriate levels yeah. for your kids?
And I think that is a thing that people think, oh, you don't bring your children.
Oh, no, bring
but
them.
But my daughter is 8 and I took, and she's like our junior walk committee person because she goes to all of the events and all the, you know, walk committee meetings and different things. And then I took one of my granddaughters with me to the Pasadena walk, mm-hmm. you know, and so it is definitely a family event because she lost her brother, you know, it's not just, and so you're, right. I mean, and she to an extent, she doesn't know the full of how that whole story, but she does know that, you know, he passed and there's other people that come to the walk and they, you know, and she's like, these people need hugs, mommy, you know, and you want to teach them That's young right. to be there to support. And it is a family event.
Empathy. And you don't have to have been directly impacted no. to come out and show support. It's just such a loving environment. It's a beautiful event. It's hopeful and inspiring. And
Absolutely.
I really, really, really encourage you to join us. I will be out there with you as well. It's November 9th at Town Green Park in the Woodlands. Again, you can sign up and get all the information from AFSP. It's afsp.org/Texas. And I also highly encourage you to follow all the different groups and events on social media too. Like there's Hike for Hope Galveston, there's Out of the Darkness Walks, there's different breweries that you guys go to mm-hmm. do different events. There's so many fun activities to bring you together as part of this AFSP community. And I would love for you to get involved. Melinda, thank you
yes,
for all you
thank
do.
Thank you.
Thank you to your team. Thank you to you and Kim for leading this amazing event this year. And we can't wait to see you there.
Thank you.
My name is Melissa Chase, and thank you for listening to Odyssey's Eye on Houston.